captain of our track walking team. A note through from the steward, Shane Montgomery, has just told us that the tunnel, the Burnley Tunnel, is congested for some reason. I'm not sure whether there's an accident there or something, but for owners and trainers to have a little bit more time up their sleeve when they're heading out to Sandown, maybe choose Queen's Road and Dandenong Road as an alternative to the Burnley Tunnel. Let's bring in our panel now to look at this card of racing out at Sandown, and the first cab off the rank is Dean Lester. How are you, Dean?
I'm very well, thanks, John.
Thoughts of today's midweek card?
I think the quaddie is very tough, but hoping that we can get some money in the first few races and enjoy the rest of the day.
Fingers crossed with that. Warren Huntley, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, John.
Thoughts of today's card?
Yeah, I'm going pretty wide in the quaddie, wider than I normally go, and I'm hoping I've got a bank by about the end of race three to fund it.
All right, Nick Quinn has rejoined me here live at Sandown Park Greyhounds. Quinny, how are you, mate?
Very well, thanks, JT. And there has been some well-backed runners early doors as well. It does get a little bit more open than that in the afternoon, but hopefully punters can be ahead, particularly after the first two races, where about 80% of the hold has been on the top two in the market in both.
All right, so we'll bounce the ball at 12.25 with the staying races over 2,400 metres. Take out numbers 2 and 10. What is the tab market, Nick Quinn?
The money has been for Lycurgus today. 3.10 into 2.80, the clear favourite now from Choiser, who's also been popular, a 3.90 second elect. Divine Command 4.20, bring it at 6. Shakopee 9.50, double figures or better the rest, headed by Cuban Fighter at 16. But Lycurgus has been the best backed in the opener.
How do they run this race, Dean? Who's the leader?
There's going to be okay speed for staying race, John. I would think the likes of Darabad, Choicer, Divine Command, Shakopee gets a bit keen. So there's four of the eight runners that have got at least a degree of tactical speed. So I think it'll be a fairly good test.
And who do you think will win the first, Dean?
On with the money with Lycurgus. I think he's the best bet of the day. He's run at Caulfield last start. It was a bit hard to miss. He got checked a couple of times and he went to the line well. He's a 2,400 metre winner. He hasn't won for a while. That's the little caveat on him, but I think today's his day. I think it sets up really well for him. To beat 9, bring it. I don't think he's had the best of luck since he won a few starts back. I think he'll be very competitive. 6, Divine Command, she's having a great preparation. She hasn't raced for a month and she goes up to 2,400 metres. They're the queries for me that first go up the distance off a month break, but it is the Darren Weir factor there. And Choicer, who conversely is coming back from 3,000 metres but having an absolutely ripping preparation, having won 3 of its past 4, next best. 7, 9, 6 and 1.
7, 9, 6 and 1. Warren?
I'm keen on Lycurgus, John. That 2,400 metre win that Dean referenced, it was this time last year in the Galilee Series final, and it was coming from a run at around about 2,000 metres and getting up to the 2,400. Similar profile into this, and if he got the run through that Jamie got through last start, he was going to be with the winner. It was a really good ride on the winner, and not a lot of luck with Lycurgus, but I think it's a good race for him, and I like him. Number 7 ahead of Divine Command, who'll just get a nice run tucked in behind the speed and gets out to this distance range, but trust Weary to have her ready for that. Bring It didn't have a lot of luck last start, gets the winkers off here, and probably prefer Choicer at 3,000 metres, but just seems to be going so well in these races of about 2,400 metres plus. So I think it's got to be in the mix, but I'm keen on 7 ahead of 6, 9 and 1.
7, 6, 9 and 1. So plenty of love there for the favourite in the first event. Second event, guys, is a sprint. This is over 1,000 metres. Smallish field. What's the market, Quinny?
King's Authority heads the betting at 2.30. Did get as low as 2.15, but has still been the best backed. Hotshot Harrier, 3.60. Second elect has trimmed up from 3.80 today. Redcall, 4.20. And then McGarrett best the rest at 8.50 in from 10. But most of the money is with the favourite, King's Authority, or the second elect, number 5, Hotshot Harry.
Smallish field, Dean. How does the map look?
I think Hotshot Harry will take his chances. He used his speed, albeit on a biased track at Cranbourne, but he can probably lead Sir Callahad, King's Authority, McGarrett, I thought. I thought probably Beaverbrook and Redcall were the back two.
Who do you think will win the second, Warren?
Redcall, John. I don't have a lot of confidence here, but I think coming back to 1,000 metres and with the speed that's been outlined, there's just going to be enough there in a relatively small field that the ones at the back should have their chance to build momentum, and I don't mind Redcore under those circumstances with that clear air down the outside. 6 ahead of One King's Authority, he's resuming as a gelding, and his record to date's encouraging, and he's trialled up pretty well to resume here, as has McGarrett, but he's back to 1,000 metres, but I do think he's a talented galloper. And Hotshot Harry, as Dean said, he got the favours the way the track was playing last start, but he did win quite well. 6-1, 2-5.
6-1, 2-5, Dina?
I'm with King's Authority. I think back as a gelding, I think he has got a reasonable record, and I don't think he was actually applying himself that well. Recent trial looked pretty good. I think he'll be very hard to beat. From 4, Sir Callahad, who can do a bit wrong, Dwayne Dunon, big track will suit him. I think he can race well. Redcore, it is a good scenario for him. He seems to be a 1,000 and 1,100 metre horse, and he'll be strong late. And Hotshot Harry, as I mentioned, looked a big win at Cranbourne. I think it was a little bit flattered by the way the track played that night, but he can certainly be competitive. But keen on one to win from 4, 6 and 5.
1, 4, 6 and 5 from Dean in the second. On to race number 3 out at Sandown Thoroughbreds. This is over 1,000 metres. Two scratchings here. Numbers 3 and 5, Nick.
Yes, and the scratchings have knocked the market around a little bit. As a result, Chateau Griffo heads the market now at 4.40. Was 6.50 into 5 yesterday and has been the best backed runner. Miss Leonidas now a 4.60 second elect. Keno Town 7.50. Freeze over 8. Sheriff's Choice has been spec'd from 10 into 8.50 today. At double figure odds, there has been support for the Toppy Blondie, who was 21 into 18 yesterday, and subsequently 16 into as low as 13, back out to 14 today. And Egyptian Bullet has had support at the $16 quote, a very open third on the program. Chateau Griffo has been the best back, but money for several runners.
Does Keno Town use that inside alley to gain a forward spot, Dean?
I think so, John, but you've got the likes of Freeze Over, who's very sharp, Watego's Beach, first up off a long spell, but hard to know where she'll posse up, but has usually shown speed. Blondie's got the outside draw, but I don't think that's a disadvantage for her, only just the one turn she's a winner here. And Sharif's Choice best career performance was when she showed really good speed at 1,000 metres, so even from Barrier 3, she might show some pace. So ultimately, I think it should be quite strong.
Open race betting-wise, how are you going to play this event?
Well, the money's gravitated towards Chateau Griffo, and I'm going that way as well. I thought her run last start, given the circumstances of the race, was fantastic. She was snagged at the start but overdid it and actually got detached completely from the field, then had to sort of charge up the inside, and her sectionals from about the 800 to the 200 were fantastic, but she had to gas out late. Now, from the draw she's got, she can just blend into the race. Blinkers on first time, Mark Zara aboard. I'm quite keen on her. The value's diminishing, but she's the one to beat for mine. To beat 9, Miss Leonidas, who I think's a promising filly. Trialled nicely recently. 6, Keno Town. Does shoot up sharply in the weights here, but gee, having a good preparation and will make her own luck. And 12, Sharif's Choice, who I think she found her absolute best form. She could be right in the finish here. Her recent form's been fair, but I'm with her stable mate, Shadow Griffo. 7, 9, 6 and 12.
7, 9, 6 and 12, Warren?
God, I hope Dean's read this race right, John, because that's just a beautiful scenario. And I couldn't have summed up Shadow Griffo's run last start any better. 1,000 metres here in a race where there looks to be good speed. Drawn to get that clear galloping room. Won't have to be snagged at the start. Blinkers on. I can see Shadow Griffo storming down the middle of the track here. 7. Miss Leonidas has trialled up really nicely. There's already been some reasonable form to come out of the trial, and she's shown good talent in her career today. Keno Town comes through the Shadow Griffo race, was riding the speed and gave a good kick. Will do the same again. And I thought through a different form line, Egyptian Bullet, just with the claim. Does come back to 1,000 metres, but without lie that there's a bit of speed and she'll be strong late. Again, the value is diminishing. I much preferred the each-way odds that were available earlier, but I think there's so many different avenues to attack this race. I'd be surprised if we don't get that closer to the race again with Shadow Griffo. 7, 9, 6 and 2.
7, 9, 6 and 2 in that third race. On to race number 4, gentlemen. This is the final leg of the quaddy. It's over a distance of 1,800 metres. And, Nick, there are zero scratchings here.
Laughing Hair heads the market. Has been a little bit soft this morning. 3.60 out to 4. Hardington, the second elect, has been the best backed runner. 6 into 4.40 now on the second line of betting at that quote. Eremosa at 5. There's been a bit of support for number 10, Carrick, who's been 26 into 23 yesterday, 23 into 12 today. Good support at the double-figure odds. Number 5, Dugan's Rise, has been specced as well, $18 into 14. And even Hot Ruby, number 4, the second-rank outsider of the field, has been 21 into 19 late. So money for some of the roughies here. Laughing Hair does head the market. Hardington, the best backed.
All right, they've tried a few here, Dean. How does the race map?
I would think, John, that the speed probably comes from Dugan's Rise. He's back a little bit in trip, but that she should probably be handy. I think Brigadier will use Barrier 1. I wouldn't be surprised if Hot Ruby raced a bit closer today. She's getting fitter and a good proactive rider in Noel Callow on. She just might race a little bit closer, but I'd expect Dugan's Rise and Brigadier are probably the most likely on-pace runners.
Last leg of the early quaddie. Do we have to go wide?
I would have thought that Two Laughing Air is the one to beat in a competitive race. He ran really well in a good grade last start, and he's just a horse I like. I think he's really competitive most times he goes around, and this is a good grade of race for him to win a city race. Harlington ran well last start, an import. I think he's starting to really come together for the Galagotuses. Brigadier, only a couple of starts back, placed in the Yarra Valley Cup, and I think his form stacks up pretty well for this, even with the big weight, the claim helps. And I'll put in Wayne of Veloz, who I think's ready to improve. Had the two runs at the shorter trip out to 1,800 here, suits, and Jordan Childs to ride is a plus. I think it'll be competitive, but Laughing Air the one to beat, but a pretty even race. 2-3-1-8.
2-3-1-8 in an open race. Warren?
I think it's even, John, but very similar. I just thought Harlington showed enough improvement first up to second up this preparation to think that this trip now, with some more improvement under his belt, can understand the early support for him in an even race. 3, Harlington. Laughing Air was terrific with quite a bit against him last start, against Self Sense and Kawaya and the likes, and disadvantage at the weights there. This is a much more suitable option for him, and he seems to be appreciating getting up in distance as he gets deeper into his career. Brigadier, that scholarly form should hold up pretty well here. Another one who's well graded, particularly with the claim, and Bayern of Alois getting fitter. Maybe it was just condition the last little bit last time out. And he certainly, I think, building, he'd been going well going into this preparation, and his runs have been okay. So if it's not this run, it'll be sometime soon for Bayern of Alois. 3-2-1-8.
3-2-1-8 from Warren. First leg of the quaddie, guys, is over 1,600 metres. It's race number 5. Scratchings 6, 7, a late 1 and 10. What is the tab market, Nick Quinn?
Winkleman, 380 into 370, back out to $4 today. Heads the market. Grooving's been the best-backed runner today. Was 650 into 480 yesterday, 480 into 420 today. Now the equal second elite with number 5, Tiffany's Lass, at that quote. Hell of a Babe, 460. Swiss Moments, 8. Single Note, 11. And Diamond Grey, specced yesterday, 17 into 10. Subsequently, 10 out to 13. Competitive betting race. Number 4, Grooving, the best-backed.
Smallish field, Dean. What's the map look like?
John, I'm expecting probably the likes of Tiffany's Lass and Winkleman. Well, they sort of took to each other on Anzac Day at Flemington. I hope they don't sort of get into that sort of scenario again. I think the change in the map from that Anzac Day race is Hell of a Babe. She went back from a wide draw. I think from a good draw here, you can see her a lot more positively ridden. And Single Note always puts herself into a spot at this sort of distance. So the inside 3 draws and Tiffany's Lass out and 6 are the 4 speed runners.
Who wins the first leg of the quaddie, Warren?
I'm going to go with Grooven, who I thought was good first up, John. I think we certainly need even though it's not a big field, I think we need a few here. And Dean referenced that race at the Flemington recently where a couple of these horses took each other on. The query might be how they've come through that. But I thought Grooven had trialled up well going into the first up run, ran well, is a second up winner, gets Ollie here, and I'm going to go with her. Ollie rode her first up, getting to know her, and I'm going to go with number 4, ahead of 3, Winkleman, who was one of those horses that worked very hard on the speed last start. She's come through that run well, and I'm sure they won't attack each other as hard here. She'll ride the speed and give a kick. Single Note comes through the same race and ran well, as does Hell of a Babe, and Dean's outbid in the fact that she gets a much closer run on the map here. 4-3-2-9.
4-3-2-9, Dean.
John, I'm going with the Anzac Day form, but I'm going to go with number 9, Hell of a Babe. I just thought she had far too much to do. Even though it was a fast run race, she was actually too far back to actually have any impact on that race. It was a real sweet spot race won by Sebring Dream. And I think a different scenario here from the draw. She can put herself in the race and run well. Hell of a Babe to beat 3 Winkleman. I just think we'll get probably our quieter ride here. It's only slightly. She'll be still in the spot, but Damien Lane rode her well to win 2 starts back. He's back aboard. Grooven is the one with the different form line that ran well first up, will be fitter and looks as though progressing really well. And Tiffany's Lass was really tough last start, as mentioned on Anzac Day. She's going well. She's come up well this campaign, has always had the talent to win one of these races. 9, 3, 4, and 5.
9, 3, 4, and 5 from Dean in race 5. You're tuned to winners here on RSN 927. We are live at the Sandown Greyhound Racing ahead of the Bill Collins Speedstar Match Racing tomorrow night. And we're looking at the Sandown Thoroughbreds, who are on this afternoon, just about a kilometre away from where we're broadcasting. We're up to race number 6, which is a handicap. It's over the 1,500 metres. Scratchings here are 4, 8, 10, 11 and 14. Looks at open tap market, Nick.
It certainly does, JT. High Sierra heads the market. Has been 4.20 out to 4.40. Still the market leader at that quote. Don't Get Excited, rock solid at 5. There's been money around 4. The third elect, number 13, Lasayette, who's been 6 into 5.50 in the last 20 minutes or so. Ensuing 7, Sassoon 8. My Sherry's been spec 10 into 8. Then at double figure odds, there has been money around for number 1, Aurum Spirit, was 23 into 18 yesterday, 18 into 13 back out to 15 today. And another roughie that's had some support is number 7, if you will, 51 into 41 late. Overall, though, the best backed runner, the second elect, number 2, Don't Get Excited, but also money for number 13 today, Lasayette.
Open race betting-wise, what does the map look like, Dean?
John, I think the probably the speed is barriers 4 and 5, Catechesis, My Cherry. I don't think Don't Get Excited or Lasayette will give up their spots from barriers 1 and 2. And the only speed from out wide I can see is probably Royola coming across from barrier 10.
Who do you like, Dean?
John, I'm going with the mares here, Lasayette and Ensuing down the bottom, 13 and 16. I think Lasayette only won a 58 last start, but she stepped up in distance and improved. And it's just the way the weir program seems to be with these horses. Now she's on a relatively quick backup and drawn to get a good run. I'm with her. Ensuing's looking for this trip. She's had the 3 runs in. I think she's going really well this campaign. I think she can measure up here. Don't Get Excited. I was surprised to see ridden off the speed last start. Non-event for him. Barrier 1 here. He'll use it and he'll run a good race. And Royola's coming through, having won 2 of its past 3, which is good winning form and recent winning form. Wide draw, but as I said, I think it'll take care of that pretty quickly. But on with the mares down the bottom. 13 and 16. 13, 16, 2, 3.
13, 16, 2 and 3 from Dean. Warren?
It's been a while since we've seen anything like the best of Lasayette, but typical of Weary, he raced her back into form, got her up in distance, she got a lovely run, and I think it was the day that I jumped off her, she was well supported and got back in winning form, and I think she'll get a lovely run just behind the speed here again today. And look, what she was showing earlier in her career said she's well and truly up to this grade, so I'm not treating her as a horse that was pegged in the 58 grade getting out to this grade, because I think she might be on the way back, 13 Lasayette. Don't Get Excited, he'll make his own luck, I'm sure, today. He came from off the speed last start. The last little bit of this trip might be the query, but he'll be there for a long way. Ensuing's looking for this trip. She's come back well, and he's coming into the race with a nice progression. I just thought Sassoon hit that little bit of a flat spot. He can do that a little bit, but maybe just an even run here with a long run in on the hillside circuit. He might be next best. 13-2, 16-9.
13-2, 16-9. The second last is race number 7. It's a sprint over 1,000 metres. We take out numbers 7 and 9. Nick, I notice Magicus is first up after a rather long spell. I think the last start was back in September last year. Any love for the horse today?
Yeah, Magicus has been popular. Was 6.50 into 5 yesterday. Remains that quote. And on the third line of betting, the money today has been for number 5, Sacred Sham, 5 into 4.60 to join removal at the top of the market. Liberty Song, rock solid at 5. Lord Barrington's been a little bit soft today, 7 out to 8. Gattenberg's been 10 into 9. There has been money around for Danka. There are Toppy there who's been 26 into 12. And the Dynamo's attracted some support at the $19 quote. Removal, Sacred Sham and also Magicus, the 3 market leaders, have attracted the most amount of support.
What does the map look like, Dean?
John, I'm expecting, not for a 1,000-metre race, there's not huge element of speed. I think Lord Barrington will probably put himself there, the Dynamo, and wouldn't be surprised if Dantke used barrier 1 to advantage. But you usually often see these races at Sandown and there's a pack of 5 or 6 real charge forward horses, but not so much in this race.
So maybe a tactical race coming up. Who wins the second last, Warren?
going to go with removal, John. I thought that run in Adelaide was good last start without much luck. He didn't get into the race first up behind You've Been Had, but that I think that'll ultimately prove a good form race. Fitter for those two runs, I'm going to go with four. Removal. Sacred Sham had 5 weeks going into that most recent run, so he'll be suited or fitter with that run under the belt. And Gibbon was just a bit too strong late there, but he'll be improved. Also, I reckon at odds is capable of figuring in the finish is Gatlinburg coming back to the 1,000 metres here. Probably need a solid enough tempo, and as Dean's outlined, it doesn't look like it's that solid, but he'll be there and he'll be strong late at this trip. And Liberty Song's first run to the new stable looks to have trialled up quite well, but the winning chances, I don't think, end there. 4-5-2-11.
4-5-2-11 and what seems to be a load-up leg for the quaddie, Dean?
Yeah, clearly the hardest race of the day, John. Not much would surprise me here, to be honest. I'm going with Sacred Sham. I thought his run last start was good. As Warren outlined, he'd had the time between runs, and he gets Damien Oliver back aboard, who really does get this horse. Removal comes through a pretty good restricted race in Adelaide. It was a $100,000 race, and he ran well. I think he'll be in the mix. Liberty Song, first run for the new stable, has trialled well, and this time last year, he was a Saturday off-season city horse, so with a lightweight and in this sort of grade, he can run well, and he's one that can probably take up a spot as well. And Dantker, I thought, trialled quite well recently at Cranbourne. First run for Greg Urell, it's an interesting run. I've got some fresh form, but yeah, I'll be going very wide in this leg of the quaddie. 5-4-11-1.
5-4-11-1. Warren?
I'm with 4-5-2-11, John. Removal for me. I thought that run in Adelaide was quite good last start. Sacred Sham, Fitter, Gatlinburg and Liberty Song the next two. 4-5-2-11.
4-5-2-11, you've of course tipped in that race. That's the second last. The last race is time to go at 4:30. It's over a distance of 1,300 metres. Hopefully this one can be skinnied down for the quaddie. And a few scratchings here, Nick. 6, 9, 10, 15, 17, 19 and 20.
Yes, JT, and the scratchings have had ramifications on the market, but clearly the best back today, the second elect from the Weir stable, number 14, Silence, who was 10 into 9 yesterday and has been 9 into 6 today. Now on the second line of betting at that quote, Enigman, a 390 favourite, wrapped with Gold Tooth, just a little bit soft in the last half an hour, 6 out to 650. Then we have Weapon, 7, Goth, 9, iBoogie, 10, Captive Hero, Best the Rest at $12 with What a Shock, but the market mover, another well-backed Weir runner, number 14, Silence.
Does Izenda Shark lead here, Dean?
I think so, John. Probably the leader. I think Captive Hero comes across and can use Izenda Shark to take him across and get into a prominent spot. And then you've got the likes of Enigman, What a Shock. Probably Hanamosa, even Jolly's Cafe and Ballet Master out wide are going to have to take a spot somewhere. So ultimately, I think it'll generate a reasonable speed.
Skinny, the last leg of the quaddie down for me.
Not really. I think you'd better just take a percentage today and hope it pays well, because I think it will pay well. I'm going with 16, Rat with Gold Tooth. Probably my little worried Barrier 1, if he can get the right sort of run. But he's a promising horse. He ran well first up, and Jordan Child's aboard to beat Enigman, who's coming down from 84 grade to 70. He looks very well placed, maps well. Got to have a good winning chance. 18, Weapon, ran into a future star, I think, in Furion at Ballarat, and before that ran well in the Bendigo Guineas, has to be regarded. And Goethe, number 7, had a very big weight at Pakenham, and it was just a bridge too far. Three previous wins were good. Gets the claim here for Ethan Brown. Another tough race to finish. 16, 5, 18 and 7.
16, 5, 18 and 7 from Dean. Warren?
Agree, it's tough, John. I thought Enigman was good down the straight last start. I prefer him back round the bend. He comes up 100 metres. He'll get a nice run just behind the speed. And I'm with him. Enigman 5 ahead of 7. Goethe, who was dominant at Kyneton in those three victories, I thought, as Dean said, had the big weight. Still ran well, transferring that form away from Kyneton. I think the long run in here will suit. Captive Hero should be able to come across and make his own luck. And Salence was well supported for the Weir stable last start. That was just a strange run the start before, almost eased out of the race, but relatively recent addition to the stable and has run well in all the runs and got back in the winners list last start. But I thought the race sets up well for Enigman. 5-7-12-14.
5-7-12-14 from Warren in the last. All right, Warren, I'll start with you. Best bet, Ruffy, Quaddie and Play of the Day. Thank you.
I'll know my fate early, John, in terms of best and value. Race 1, number 7, Lesurgis, my best, and still hoping we can get around the each way for Shadow Grivo, race 3, number 7. Quaddie, firstly, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 9. Second leg, 2, 9, 13, and 16. Third leg, 2, 4, 5, 11. And home with numbers 5, 7, 12, 14, and 18. And hoping to get a percentage there of what, as Dean already said, is likely to be a pretty juicy quaddie. And I'm going to narrow down the last couple of legs of the quaddie just to try and get something out of that as well in terms of a running double, races 7 and 8. First leg, numbers 4 and 5, and second leg, numbers 5 and 7.
Well played, Warren. Good luck at Sandown.
Thanks, John.
Dino, best bet, Ruffy Quaddie, and play of the day. Thank you.
Start with the first, Lysurgis is the best, race 1, number 7. Value's going a little bit with race 3, number 7, Chateau Griffo, but I'll still leave it as the value. The Quaddie, as I said, I'll just be taking a flexi for a percentage here. It'll pay okay. 3, 4, 5 and 9 into 2, 3, 13 and 16. Third leg's the load-up leg for me. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6 and 11. And the last leg, 5, 7, 16 and 18. My play of the day is a parlay 2-3, and it's a win race 1, number 7, Lysurgis, a win race 2, number 1, King's Authority, and a win and place on race 3, number 7, Chateau Griffo.
Well played, Dino. Good luck.
Beauty. Thank you, John.
Dean Lester, well, it's all with Lysurgis. Nick, what price are you going to give me about the horse in the first race?
If you bet quickly, you can take the 280. Has been the best back runner today on the program, in from 310. Punters very much confident they can get off to a winning start today. Lycurgus has been the best backed in the opener now, a 280 favourite from Choiser at 390, and the money continues for the top two in the market in race two. King's Authority now 240 since we spoke. Support for the second elect, number 5, Hot Shot Harry.
Well played, Nick. You grab yourself a coffee and a croissant. I think, yes, Michael's left us a couple, which is very kind of him.
Jeez, you're a trim bloke. He puts his head in the trough a bit, doesn't he?
Oh, did you see the bacon and egg just roll out the door
absolutely.
About 15 minutes ago?
It's great being out here at the Greyhounds. One thing I didn't realise is how much of a workout that lure gets the day before a race. It works as hard as you do.